Sears Roebuck, they always sent those big places. Send your catalog every summer and every fall. And boy, we'd save those catalogs, stack them up and save them, take them to the toilet. Mm-hmm. And we always had a box in there with a little shovel and lime in it. And about once a day, you would put that lime over there, and that would kill odor and take care of everything.
I see.
So,
you know, people on a farm, did they ever have a building on a farm where they kept their grain?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had grain sheds, and then we had but they didn't keep too much grain then because we sold it. And now they store it lots. But we had big grain sheds, and we would when the rats and all got so bad, they got to making these big round sheds like cisterns. Only they held your grain, and they were out of aluminum material. The rats couldn't get into that.
Was there any special any special building where the farmer kept his corn?
Oh, kept his corn in the barn. He always had a great big barn, and you didn't sell your corn off. You just sold it when you wanted to. You take it to mill and got your flour ground. Corn meal ground, and you're taking your wheat to the market and got your flour.
Did you ever hear of having a corn crib?
Oh yeah, that's what they call a corn barn. You barn your corn. Go down the corn crib and feed the chickens.
I see.
You go down there and you get 8 or 10 ears of corn and throw it out and let them pick it off their staff, because that'd give them exercise and they would lay better.
If you ever had to bring your cows or horses inside, where did you keep them?
Oh, yeah. They had big, long sheds. I know we had a great big, long shed. And our horses, we'd take them in, and mules, we'd take them in there to eat, and they would stay overnight in the barn. And then next morning, you'd turn them out. They'd go to the tank to get water and come back. Yeah.
Where did you milk your cows?
Huh?
Where did you milk your cows?
Out at the cow shed. Had a great long shed on the barn, and your cows come in and you milk them there. I'd just do them, sit down and milk. We used to have 5 or 6. And my daddy done the biggest part of the milk until us kids got big enough to help him. And he would milk, take the milk to the house and strain it up. Then we'd take the sweet milk and put it in buckets, gallon buckets, and swing it in the well. And then if we wanted, and we wanted to churn, like we're going to churn tomorrow, we'd put all of our milk that we wanted to clabber, we'd put it in the crock or the churn and set it behind the stove, and it would clabber, and then you'd take a dash and make your butter. And take your buttermilk and put it in the well so it'd stay cool. And your butter, you'd put your butter in these little half a gallon, like a molasses can now, cup, a little bucket, half a gallon. And you'd work your butter out and put it in there and put it in the well and let it just let down so it touched the water. And the boy, you'd bring that bucket out and gonna have hot cakes or biscuits for breakfast while you bring that butter out and slice it off, great hunks of butter.
Sounds good.
And you'd scream your milk for cream, and you'd put your cream back and let it change.
You know, after a farmer cut his hay off of his field, where did he put it up?
He put it in the barn. If he had a loft big enough in the barn, he'd put it there. If not, he'd stack it outside and put